The Tour de France is underway, having set off from British soil for only the second time in its 111-year history. Each year, this race takes a different path through Western Europe, and this year the route commemorates the 1914 Tour and the cycling champions who died during World War I. Suze Clementson recounted that history for The Guardian this week. Suze, I'd like you to start by describing the stages of this race that might be the most historically significant.
Stage 5 starts in the shadow of the Menin Gate, the huge memorial at Ypres to the missing soldiers of the British and Commonwealth forces. And there are 54,500 names of soldiers whose bodies were simply never found. And in fact, every evening they have a ceremony in which the lone bugler plays the last post. So that will be an extremely moving stage.
Philippe Thys, who won the 1914 race, would return to win again, but many of his competitors died during the war, including 1909 champion François Faber. Tell me about him.
He was a Luxembourgeois. He also hated the heat on one particularly hot stage during the 1909 tour. He stopped at a cafe and said that he was going no further. But he was persuaded to continue to race. And in fact, he won 6 stages in total.
And is he the one who didn't end the race on his bike?
He dropped his chain about 3 kilometres from the finish line and he simply picked his bike up and ran. And the crowd went mad. But that was the stuff that those early riders were made of. These are men who would have to get up sometimes at sort of 4 o'clock in the morning in order to ride 400 kilometres during the day. And of course, even in those early days, they were going over mountain passes, most of which would have been not much more than goat tracks.
France lost nearly 1.4 million young men in combat during World War I. Belgium lost just over 58,000. Beyond being an extraordinary and very sad statistic, these numbers also had a huge impact on the tour when it returned after the war. How so?
France lost an entire nation of champions. I mean, if you look at the young riders who had participated in the tour who were killed in World War I, for some of them, the 1914 Tour de France was their first and only experience of that race. Whereas the Belgians, it seems awful to say that any kind of loss of life in war is getting off lightly. But yes, there was relatively little loss of life. So the Belgians had begun to dominate the race and continued to do so after World War I.
The 2014 Tour de France will clearly be meaningful for the communities it passes through, but will defending champion Chris Froome, perennial favorite Alberto Contador, and the rest of the peloton have time to pay attention to history?
On stage 6, which goes from Arras to Reims, which follows the Chemin des Dames, which saw major combat in 1917, the French have planted cornflowers in remembrance. And during the podium presentation, the best young rider's jersey, which I think is particularly poignant, will bear a blue cornflower. And of course, the act of remembrance for World War I won't stop in this race in 2014. It will go on until 2018.
Freelance cycling writer Suze Clementson wrote about the 1914 tour for The Guardian. More on the subject can be found in her book, 100 Tours, 100 Tales. Suze, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.